Yeah, it's come out fine. It's come out nice. Yeah. How many of you have heard of the word Narayana? Everybody has. Everybody has. Wow. That's good. That's good. Robert has been doing a great job over here. I can guess. So I don't need to give any introduction to Narayana. Why? Because we all know somewhere inside that there is a God who is doing good in this world and even beyond these worlds. And that definition, in whatever form or manner we want to do, in whichever philosophy that we like, is Narayana. Narayana is composed of two words, Nara, the human being, Ayana, the goal, or he who directs us towards our goals, in a simpler form, in a simpler way. He who is the goal himself, in a more broader way, is Narayana. If I take the entire body of Narayana, everything which is beyond my perception also, and I were to divide this into four parts, then the three parts, three-fourth of these, you know, you can see this over here, Narayana himself, Vishnu, here Brahma, and here Shiva, or we call Sadashiva. These three are in pure Amrita Tattva. Amrita means that which cannot be destroyed. That which is living in perpetuity, which is existing in perpetuity. For that which was not created and hence it cannot end. That is the reason why our first definition of Godhead is that only Narayana is he who will survive beyond all Mahapralayas or all destructions or every destruction. He alone survives. He alone continues. Nobody, nothing else continues. Everything must end one day. And the way to reach this point, way to reach Narayana, some people take this path. Tattvam Masi. That is what thou are. If you read some of the Upanishads, Kena Upanishad, you are water, you are not water. The definition of the Brahman. You see those? Most of these arguments will be in those types. They are Brahmavadi. That means they are the ones who will follow this path. They are the ones who will teach you that you are God. Understand the philosophies. That is more important. These are the people, you know, when you approach, you will be approaching from a lower level like this. And when you approach, the highest thing that you can reach is the concept that you are God. And finally, when you reach that concept, you will lose knowledge of the self. That is, you don't exist anymore because you are now a part of God. In each of these expansions, as you go from here, you will realize that it is ultimately Narayana who wins and you lose. Because you no longer exist. And in your non-existence is your victory. In your individual existence is your suffering. It's a difficult concept. Think about it later. Read more on this. We come to Sadashiva. The all-powerful. The all-knowing. He who knows everything. And these are the people, the Jnana Yogis, who are forever looking for knowledge, attending conferences like this. Some people think they know everything and they are teaching. There are other good ones who are more humbler. They say, we don't know everything, we need to learn. So you are better off than me. So in this manner, we share knowledge. This sharing of knowledge of the Guru Shishya Parampara, the responsibility has been given to Sadashiva. This is the aspect, the part of Narayana. The word Sadashiva means he who continues the knowledge through a tradition of teacher and student. It's a very important concept in which one day every student will become a teacher. If you have been a good student, you must be a good teacher. And that day you have become Shiva. It is your responsibility to protect your students. Shiva is not someone who is standing far away. He is your teacher. He is with you. Right next door.
And that applies not only to philosophy, but
any subject. What I'm teaching about is any subject. And every subject has a philosophy. So we come back to philosophies. Because a subject, where we are not talking of the philosophy behind the subject, we are talking only at a physical level. As you go higher and higher, that's why you know all the doctorates are called PhDs. Doctorates of philosophy. At that level, it becomes a philosophy. Okay. When we talk of Mahavishnu, he is the one who teaches you how to live in this world, as far as we are concerned. Now, we talked of the three deities, right? We are talking of Brahma, we are talking of Shiva, and we are talking of Mahavishnu, right? And we are still able to perceive them in our knowledge, in our minds. That means what is exactly happening? What is happening is here. Whatever I talked just now, I'm looking at this, I want to reach this, but I'm talking here at this level. Because this is my perception. I may be wrong. My perception is limited. You see this line over here, this is called the line of limit. The human mind's perception cannot cross this limit. Beyond this, it cannot go. You cannot perceive. That is the limitation. Like, for example, time. When we talk of time, time is a linear concept. My mind is stuck with that. I can't help it. Because my mind is stuck with such limitations, that is why I can't think beyond this. So I'm now becoming practical. That means whatever I'm talking about is going to be at a more lower level or at a more interactive level with God. So my definition of Godhead is now more interactive. Someone I can communicate to. And someone who sends messages for me to learn. You know, I fall sick, then I realize I shouldn't have eaten that thing. I should never have eaten that. You know, that's how we learn. So here we are talking of God as Vasudeva. Vasu means? Anybody? Vasu? Vasu? Light. Vasu is light. Deva? Shining. Who says shining? Okay, that's one definition. A very material level definition. A giver. Yes. He is a giver. Deva, devata. In fact, we'll talk about the exact meaning of the word deva after some time. But basically, he is the one who teaches us. Vasudeva is the ultimate teacher. In any form you may look at him, as a tree, as a car, as any form that you want to attribute to him. It's up to you. The point is, your goodness lies in recognizing God in these forms. And that God as a Vasudeva, as a teacher. Okay? He teaches you because he illumines your mind. For example, there's a car standing over there. And we know that we have to go and sit in that car and drive away or drive in, or we can move around because of that car. How many animals know that they can do that? Have you ever wondered? So definitely Vasudeva has been more kind to you. So that means we have that knowledge. So as far as the car is concerned, it is able to spark something in my mind, which tells me that, okay, there is a car and I can drive in that car. And that giving of that spark is Vasudeva. Okay? Here we have a beautiful mantra. Mantra means for thanking him, a prayer to thank him for this knowledge, little knowledge that he gives us every day. Every day we are learning something. And this beautiful mantra is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. How many of you know this? Good. I can see a lot of hands raised. If you can recite this every day, it'll be a nice way to thank God for that little knowledge that He gives us every day. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Do you want me to write it down? I need a marker or something. I can't walk till there. Thank you so much. Thank you. This. Oh, yeah, this is there. Huh? Yeah. Oh, we'll do that. That's meditation class. Yeah. The mantra is Om Namo, thank you, Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 phonemes. Or these are 12 phonemes, and they are very important. You will see the linkage of this with the signs. There are 12 signs in the zodiac. So there's a direct linkage between these 12 phonemes and the 12 signs in a zodiac, from where knowledge can come. Knowledge cannot come from beyond the zodiac. Everything comes from within the zodiac, and that is here. Now the question is, what do we do with this mantra? What happens when someone tells me a car is there, and with that car, I can drive away? Now, if I don't own that car and I drive away with it, what happens? Any guesses? I get arrested. That is, if I get caught. The mind debates. Maybe I won't get caught. Maybe I could bribe the cop. Maybe I could do everything. Maybe I could just run away, far away with it. Nobody sees. The mind is a very naughty thing. It gives all kinds of ideas at all times to everybody. But Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya has taught us that there is a car. And now, what I do with this knowledge depends on me. From these hands, we work on the knowledge. So if somehow I am able to write this mantra on my hands every day, then I ensure that the knowledge that I am getting is always put to good use. It is very important that the knowledge which we get is put to good use. There is no point in learning something and ending up destroying somebody's life. God is giving the knowledge. Karma is in your hands. Krishna taught Arjuna that you have to fight. But whether he fights or not, it's up to him. The theory of karma and free will is something that has been debated on for many, many years. And I'm sure the debate will continue. But certain concepts are there. In Jyotish, there is this concept that there are certain houses from where we have a certain amount of free will. And these houses are, number one, the third house. Those who want can make a note of this. The third house, called the Upachaya. Upachaya are the houses of growth. So anybody who's talking of growth in anything, expansion, as per your concept of expansion, has to use these houses to grow. That is the third house, the sixth house, the tenth house, and the 11th house. So it is only from these houses that your free will contribution is coming.